Well, we've talked a lot about the use of private security forces, private contractors in Afghanistan. And we have a new report that kind of brings to light some new details that maybe we haven't talked about. First of all, the facts. 26,000 private security workers in Afghanistan, mostly Afghans. 90% of them work for the U.S. government. This new Senate report says the U.S. military doesn't have a lot of control over how the private contractors are spending U.S. taxpayers' money. And then in the end, criminal networks were being hired as security for American military bases in Afghanistan. Here to talk about it is Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, you've read the whole report, right?
Yes, indeed.
And you know, we've talked a lot about the use of contractors and private security forces. This is something that Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he wants to deal with by banning them from Afghanistan. So what is new in this particular report?
Well, Celeste, you're right that we've heard a lot about corruption and sort of a lack of oversight from the American military in terms of who private contractors are hiring to do a lot of their security work. Earlier this year, we heard reports, in fact, that Afghan warlords were basically running protection rackets against U.S. contractors and by extension against the U.S. military to avoid attacking fuel convoys and things like that. And we've seen a lot of fuel convoys catching fire along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. What's really new here, this goes one step beyond. This report describes several instances in which security details, mostly Afghan, exclusively Afghan security details, hired by American companies were working directly for the Taliban, either using the money that they were making, American taxpayer money that they were being paid to finance and arm Taliban, or they were Taliban themselves, and in other cases were turning around and giving information either directly to the Taliban or to Iran.
So perhaps Armed Services Committee Chairman Senator Carl Levin is not being overdramatic when he says this.
There is significant evidence that some security contractors even work against our coalition forces, creating the very threat that they are hired to combat.
Indeed. No, he's not exaggerating, at least not if you give the report a good read. And one of the most stunning things in this report, Celeste, there's a narrative in this report that's about two people called Mr. White and Mr. Pink. Now, these are the names that American military personnel gave these two Afghan, essentially their Afghan warlords, because they didn't even actually know their real names. Now, these two gentlemen came under the employ of the American subsidiary of a British contractor known as Armor Group. They were supposed to provide security around an airbase that was being built in Western Afghanistan. Now, Mr. White and Mr. Pink were both hired to provide security. They had men working for them, but they were in basically a mafia-style confrontation for turf, these two guys. If Mr. White and Mr. Pink, by the way, sounds
is
like
that from Reservoir
monikers.
Dogs? That's what it sounds like it's from.
It's exactly where they got the names, from Reservoir Dogs. And it's not too far off base. In that movie, these bank robbers wound up at war with each other. Mr. White and Mr. Pink wound up at war with each other. At one point, Mr. Pink shot and killed Mr. White in a public bazaar. Now, these guys were both on the U.S. payroll. Mr. White was dead. Mr. Pink ran to a house and became basically holed up
with
the Taliban.
He escaped to the Taliban, yeah.
And the U.S. couldn't reach him. Now, while they were trying to reach him, he had all this U.S. money. They basically concluded eventually that he was a mid-level Taliban officer himself. The company turned around and they still needed security, so they hired Mr. White's brother. They called him Mr. White too. Mr. White today, Celeste, is dead. He was killed in a U.S. military raid on a Taliban house where he was participating in a meeting with Taliban leaders. They have since concluded conclusively that he provided weapons, ammunition, intelligence, and material to the Taliban using American taxpayer money.
And, of course, Mr. White met a bad end in the movie as well there, Todd. Yeah. But how much of this is the Senate sort of inappropriately weighing in here? I mean, the turning the Taliban is a policy of the U.S. government, flipping the Taliban, paying them, putting them on the payroll. If they're on the payroll, they're not killing U.S. soldiers. I mean, Carl Levin can stand up and give a speech, but is he off base here?
No, well, the report actually acknowledged that. They say, look, we understand, we support the need to hire Afghans for jobs like this. It's part of U.S. strategy. When this kind of money comes into the country, hire locals. But the military acknowledges, however, that yes, we have a hire local strategy, but we have to know these guys. Hire locals doesn't mean throw money around willy-nilly and hire people for security when you don't know what they're about, you don't know who they're working for. Heck, you don't even know their names. You're running around giving them names from Reservoir Dogs because you don't even know really what their names are. So there's a balance to be reached here, says the report. And in fact, Robert Gates, the defense secretary, wrote back to Levin about this report and said, you know what? You're right. We do have to use locals for contracts. It's important to the strategy, but we have ordered commanders to be much more aware of who they're giving money to when they're doling out this money in the community so that it's not simply working against American interests. You can't have shootouts in the bazaar between people on the American payroll and think it's going to help our efforts.
Well, they've said that it's actually, in the end, counterproductive to the counterinsurgency effort. That's what the
Correct.
Report says. But
yep.
It also says they have new rules that are supposed to fix some of these problems. How are they addressing this?
Yeah, so some of the new rules include some of the stuff I just said. Military commanders are now tasked. It is now part of their job to have operational awareness of who is being hired by military contractors. Don't forget, in most cases, these people are not being hired by the U.S. military directly. So you get this kind of indirect nature of things going on.
There's the argument, Todd. Why doesn't the Pentagon just put them back under their authority, make them uniformed American soldiers? That solves
Great
the problem.
Point. We simply do not have enough personnel to provide combat operations and force protection and also do the kind of extended security and other work that we have to do. For instance, we don't have enough U.S. personnel to be guarding fuel convoys down by the border. We don't have enough personnel to provide perimeter security at construction sites and air bases. We have a limited number of boots on the ground. Those people have to be doing combat operations.
All right. That is Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent.
We call him Mr. Green.
He's talking about it. Why does he have to be Mr. Green? I want to be Mr. Green. Wait, Mrs. Green. Do I have to be Mrs. Green?
Nobody wants to be Mrs. Pink. Mr. Pink, I think that was the one.
Talking about a new Senate report that says the U.S. military is in some ways directly funding the Taliban.
Why am I Mr. Pink? How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name.